and it's coming out in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Tell me about it. What's your role? I want to hear all about it.
Okay, so I play Jenny, who she's my absolute favorite. She's very, very sweet, but she's a little, how would I describe her? She sees the world through very, like, dazzling glasses, we'll say. Like, she sees it in a very unique way. She does everything that comes to her mind, and often the words are not actually correct. So that's the best way to describe Jenny. And if the movie is about these two people who meet at a college party, they have a one-night stand, she ends up getting pregnant, and they never see each other again until the kid is four, and then they run back into each other. And all the while, she and her best friend are starting a place called Seduction and Snacks, which is sex toys and pastries and treats. Is that your baby?
Yeah, she's meowing because she wants food, so I just gave her food.
Oh, my God, I was just ushering my baby off of me just a second ago. But, yes, so sorry, my cat is trying to jump out of the window. They meet, they have the kid, and then they meet back up whenever she's opening Seduction and Snacks, which is, like I said, sex toys and pastries. And I'm Jenny, I work there, and I try all the sex toys out.
Nice. It sounds like a really sweet story to have in real life, no pun intended.
No, I know. I was like, is this real? Because when they brought it to life, I was like, this would be such a great store. I only wish.
Well, we should go in on it together and open it.
I know. We'll make so much money, especially right now. People are, like, very excited for all awesome things.
Exactly. So in what ways do you relate to Jenny?
So the big thing for me and what really kind of captivated me about Jenny whenever I read the script is that, so I have a problem with saying the wrong word with so much conviction that you believe that I'm saying the correct word. Like in the script, she says like, pacifically instead of specifically, but like she truly doesn't get it. And I'm my husband all the time. I will say something and he'll be like, wait, go back. Do you mean blank? And I was like, but you knew what I meant. You knew. And he's like, well, yeah, but that's not right. That's not correct. And I was like, but you knew what I meant. It's close enough. So I definitely, that is the biggest way that I relate to Jenny.
Yeah, I could relate to that too. I do the same exact thing. It's crazy.
It's so sad. It's so true for me.
Yeah, but you know what I meant. Now let's move on.
I do that all the time with my... He's like, but you need to know how to say the word correctly. I'm like,
that's fine. You knew. So.
Yeah, exactly. So,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Perfect. Awesome. I need to keep my AirPod out. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. So, what would you say was the biggest challenge about playing Jenny?
Cannot make her dumb. She's not dumb. And I think that when you read a character like that, you just assume that they don't have anything, like that they just are dumb, and you go down that traditional airhead kind of road, and I really didn't want to play her like that because I don't think people are like that.
No, I absolutely agree, which is why I'm so excited to see how you portray the role, because I think she's going to be one of those really sweet girls and then everyone can relate to.
I hope so. That is my goal. You know, when playing her, I just, like, I loved her, and I didn't have a day where I didn't, this sounds so cheesy, but I didn't smile because of the way she sees the world. So I really hope that that's the takeaway everybody has from her.
And are you working on anything else now? I'm excited for you. It sounds like you have a lot going
on.
Thank
you. Yes, I just, you know, so I finished a rom-com. I can't say where it's going yet. But I finished that, and we were shooting that in Florida, and that was really, oh, so beautiful there. And that was a really, really sweet one. And I play the frenemy there, and it's coming out in 2022. And I stir up all the trouble. So that was a blast. And I just wrapped a horror comedy, but I also can't say where it's going, but it's coming out in 2022 as well.
Oh, wow. It sounds like that's going to be a big year for you.
I hope so. I'm really excited for those. And I can't believe we're almost there.
I know. We're by success.
It went by so fast. I am like, oh, wow, yeah, like Halloween's been like 2 weeks. Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It's like all happening all at once. My sister had a baby in May, so these are all her first holidays. So.
Oh, have you gotten to meet the baby yet?
Yes, I'm her godmother. So we had the christening in August, and I get to see her. We video chat all the time.
Oh, my God, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's such a wonderful moment. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's perfect. Her name's Aria Rose.
Aria Rose, that's beautiful. Oh, is this your sister's first?
Yes.
Ah, I remember my sister obviously was the first to have babies, and oh my gosh, it was just such a cool moment, the first baby. Like, it. Oh man.
Yeah, it was feeling like no other.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So, as you know, I like asking people, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
A fun fact about myself. Well, the last time we talked, I don't know if I mentioned that. I'm obsessed with my cat. Like, it's on the borderline of, like, not healthy. And I just had one baby last time we talked, and now I have two babies. And I the obsession's just getting even more intense. I would say that's a really fun fact about myself. And also, I have picked back up, I don't know if I told you this, my friend, I'm obsessed with mermaids, right? And my friend bought me a fin that was, like, created for my body. And during, and so when I would take it to festivals and, like, swim and, like, just for fun. And I've re-picked up learning how to, like, do mermaid training. So my goal in 2024 is to go to this place in Florida where you become a mermaid.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I want to go.
Oh, my God. We'll go together. But I'm dead serious. I was like, this is what I want to do in 2 years. Like, I want to give myself my 2 years to, like, work back up, like, my breath work and stuff like that. But I want to go so bad.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. And I didn't know this existed, but I'm definitely willing to try it.
Oh, yeah. It's in Florida. How far are you from Florida?
I'm in Pennsylvania, but I have family in Florida, so.
Okay, there you go.
Yep, I will be there. We're going to do it.
I love it. Yeah, it's called Wiki. I just looked it back up because I was like, what's it called? Because I'm going to mispronounce it. It's like Wikiwachi Springs.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. So what are you watching on TV these days? There's a lot of new stuff out there.
So there's a ton of new stuff. I'm loving this. Okay, so I introduced my husband to Downton Abbey, which is not new. But we have restarted Downton Abbey from the very beginning. And also, I'm a really big fan of Dave. I love
Dave. Nice.
Have you watched it yet?
It's on my list, but I keep hearing so many good things about it.
Dave is so good. I didn't even know what I was expecting when I started watching it. And I don't think I've ever, like, cried and laughed at a show so much.
Yeah, definitely it's on my list.
Love it.
Yes, there's so many good things out there now. It's just like not enough time to watch everything.
I know. Well, that was, you know, I think that we piled through a lot during COVID. Thank God we had so much content. Squid Game is like next on my list that we're going to start watching after we finish Downton Abbey. Everybody's talking about that right now.
Yes. I'm starting that one tonight too, so I'm excited about it.
You'll have to let me know then because we haven't started yet, but every person I know is obsessed.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing, and I was like, I need someone to watch them. That's going to be the one for tonight.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have so much fun.
Yay. And what would you say was your guilty pleasure TV show or movie?
What would be my guilty pleasure?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a movie. You can't judge me for this answer, but it was a Lifetime movie called Hush with Tori Spelling, and I rewatch that movie. I got my best friend's parents to put it on DVD for me from TiVo, and I watch it every time my husband's working an overnight shift. That's how obsessed with that movie I am. Really sad.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I love Lifetime movies too.
Oh, I love them. They're so good. They're definitely my guilty pleasure for sure.
Yeah, we used to watch them all the time in college, and my sister got into them. So,
I
could always turn on the Lifetime movie network to see all the old school ones.
Oh, I love the old school ones. I have the Lifetime movie app, and every time they update the, like, oldies but goodies, I'm always waiting for, like, the Death of a Cheerleader one or, like, all those. I loved them.
Yes, so good. So good. But they're so good. They stand the test of time. So, and then the ones coming up now are still really good.
Yeah, I respect the crap out of Last Time. So I love it so much. And this one I've never been able to find on DVD. So
like my best friend's parents knew how obsessed I was and like TiVo'd it for me.
That is so cute. That is adorable and very sweet of them.
I'm so sorry, Candy. Can you repeat that? My cat touched my phone.
I was just saying how cute that was that they did that for you.
They did. They're the sweetest, sweetest people ever. And I have definitely used that DVD. I bought a DVD player for that DVD.
That is so cool. Yeah, I would totally do the same thing. Nice. And again, where can we follow you on social media so we could see all these adventures and your big 2022 coming up?
2022. I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram, and it's my name. It's at Ashley Delaney. There's just a ton of videos about my cat.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I'm all about the cat. So and dogs.
And dogs, all animals, all about it.
I'm a big animal fan, so yes, I will definitely be visiting even more.
Yay!
Great. Well, it was a pleasure to catch up with you, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Tammy, thank you so much for having me back on. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.